Now, many of you may not be aware of the fact that today is World Coffee Day, International Coffee Day. There's an international... I didn't know about it till early this morning when I came to the radio station, and someone at the radio station had mentioned that, do you know that today is International Coffee Day? At that point, I realized that, you know, it's a day on the calendar dedicated to coffee. And next week is Nutritional Week. So these things, in some way, do keep us going in the sense that it gives us a variety of topics to talk about. Now, this is, you know, something that is a personal choice to many people. And the question that I'd like to put out to you this afternoon, that are you a tea person or a coffee person? What do you prefer, tea or coffee? You know, on the plane, they always ask tea or coffee. And other than that, what type of coffee? If you're a coffee person, what type of coffee do you prefer? And what effect does coffee have upon you? You know, I always thought that coffee never makes me, it takes away your sleep. Many people would talk about the fact that when you drink a cup of coffee, you won't be able to sleep whole night. And most of the time, I thought that was just a tale. But not too long ago, I had a cup of coffee late at night, and I couldn't sleep for at least 2 or 3 hours. And finally, I said, okay, I can understand, and I can identify with those who talk about coffee keeping you up and people drinking cups of coffee before they sleep or before they want to study. Now, do you know that about 1.6 billion cups of coffee are consumed every day around the world? Billions of people rely on it as part of their daily routines, and yet very few people are aware of the fact that coffee has Muslim origins to it. According to the historical record, in the 1400s, coffee became a very popular drink amongst Muslims in Yemen, in the southern Arabian Peninsula. Legend goes that a shepherd, some say Yemeni, some say in Ethiopia, noticed that the goats became very energetic and jumpy when they ate beans from a particular tree. He had the courage to try them on himself, noticing they gave him an energy boost, and over time, the tradition of roasting the beans and immersing them in water to create a sour yet powerful drink developed, and thus coffee was born. Regardless of whether or not the story of the shepherd ever really happened, coffee found its way from the islands of Yemen to the rest of the Ottoman Empire, the premier Muslim empire of the 15th century. Coffee houses specializing in new drink began to spring up in all major cities of the Muslim world: Cairo, Istanbul, Damascus, Baghdad. From the Muslim world, the drink found its way into Europe through the great merchant city of Venice. Although it was at first denounced as a Muslim drink by Catholic authorities, coffee became part of the European culture. The coffee houses of the 1600s was where philosophers met and discussed issues such as the rights of man, the role of government, and democracy. These discussions of coffee spawned what became the Enlightenment, one of the most powerful intellectual movements of the modern world. From a Yemeni Ethiopian shepherd to shaping European political thoughts to over 1 billion cups today, this Muslim innovation is one of the most important inventions of human history. I've shared with you something interesting this afternoon. I found it interesting myself. This is from the Lost Islamic History site. And so that is some of the historical aspects with regards to coffee. Before coming on air this afternoon, I had a cup of Nestle coffee. Now, what's your personal favorite? Are you a Frisco person? Or do you prefer Nescafe? Or Rick coffee? What is it that you like? What type of coffee? I'd like to hear from you this afternoon. We can have some light-hearted discussion on the topic of coffee, and also lament the fact that this has a very strong Islamic heritage to it, that Muslims have found it, but we haven't been given the credit for this as we ought to. Also, another point, you know, someone made this point. I think it was Ismail Adam Patel, that Muslims had found it, but they did not introduce it to the world. Why? Because we are not exploiters. What did the imperialists do? They then took people as slaves, made them work on the fields. As a result, they were able to produce bulk amounts of coffee, and then were able to export it. So there is that process that goes into it, that on the one hand, to be able to think that the Europeans are the ones that introduce it to the world, but in that process of introducing it to the world, what was the human rights that were violated? Something to think about.